Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
Good morning, church. One of the parents I heard as we were walking out with all of the kids, they said, "My son just ate the entire candy cane, plastic and all." Scott did not talk about the plastic. Talked about every detail but the plastic. Something that's become a tradition here at Fairmount Friends is we read a poem this morning, and we read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, made in Fairmount Friends style. So we're going to read this poem that kind of captures our year of 2023. Lister, are you getting your hands warm by the fire? So cozy up here. It's nice and warm by the fire. What's that? Yeah, I wrote this. They'll figure it out very soon. And perhaps some of your names maybe even made it into the Christmas poem. Here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the meeting house, not a Quaker was stirring, not even Andrew Hailed. The bows and the wreaths were hung with such care, evidence that our decorating crew had just been there. The children were nestled up front for a story about baby Jesus descending from glory. Pastor Scott took a minute to share with our kids, "Our youth is our future, standing in our midst." And Bill Holder in his pew and Ben Hornbaker in the back had just sat down for their Sunday morning nap. When up in the balcony there arose such a clatter, it was the sedan family with so much chatter. I ran to the window, I flew like a flash, saw thousands of people attending our Halloween bash. I looked to the park, and what do I see but 4,000 eggs stuffed full of candy. All over the place, we had hundreds gather, collecting eggs, hearing why Easter matters. The moon on the crest of a new fallen snow illuminated our sight of church growth below. When what to my eyes spread across the acres but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny Quakers. With a little old driver so lively and quick, it must be Shannon Lewis with her driver Skip. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, the Musselmans each Sunday, first pew always the same. Now Dustin, now Kira, now Luna and Missy, on Kyler, on Caden, on Jackson and Valley, to the top of the belfry, to the top of the wall, now quake away, quake away, quake away all. So out to the mission field, down Main Street they flew, with a sleigh full of Bibles and Quaker oats too. Reaching each home, business and school, loving every life, that is the rule. Clothing the naked and feeding the poor, getting the gospel out of these doors. Reaching our neighbor, loving our brother, using our lives in service to others. Oh, what a year! Joy we have had, newborn babies, new moms, and new dads. Looking to a new day with eyes that are steady, hearts that are focused, and hands that are ready. 24 is upon us, 23 is to end. A new day, a new time, so let us begin. Away the Quakers flew, off the roof, and out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Thanks for sitting with me, buddy.
What?
Thanks for sitting with me, buddy. Oh, that's fun.
That is fun.
You know, when we think about Christmas, and I'll just give us a quick Christmas, just a quick Christmas encouragement, I believe, this morning. There was this prophesied one that was to come for years and for centuries in the form of Jesus. Surely there's going to be this one that's going to set free his people, that's going to come and have an encounter with mankind. And yet we have been left seemingly lost here in this fallen world. And we're wondering, when will the prophesied one come? I don't know about you, but growing up, I would hear Christmas is coming in like 2 weeks, and it felt like years, did it not, as a kid? When is it? It's so long. It takes forever for it to come. And you know what would happen is my mom would make all of this food, and she would do all of this shopping, and she was doing all these preparations. She was wrapping presents. My dad would go get a tree, and he would put on lights, and mom would decorate the tree. And you know what I would do? I would play. And I would run around, and I would do my own thing, not having a clue that Christmas preparations were already taking place. It already was happening. But I didn't even know, I wasn't even aware, I wasn't even paying attention to the fact that preparations were being made, whether I knew it or not. While I was playing, meanwhile, there was this whole other thing happening. I want to talk to us about this Merry Christmas, but Merry, maybe it's more like a Merry Meanwhile. Merry meanwhile is we think that we know what is perhaps going on, but meanwhile, there's a whole lot of other preparations that are taking place. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3, right from the jump, we hear that there is going to be this one, the one that's the son of Adam, the son of Eve, the one that's going to come and deliver the people. Right out of the gate, we hear this promise. And in Genesis chapter 3, we see this scripture right here, and it says, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, you are cursed more than the cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat the dust all of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her,'" capital S, "'seed. He shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel.'" Right from the jump, we hear that there is going to be this one who's going to be the son of this woman who is going to come and deliver her people. Right out of the gate. It seems like it's been so long, though. It just takes an extra long time. Why does Christmas seem to be so far away? Recently heard a story of a young teen that was talking about being raised up and how she was, as a child, dad left, was raised by mom, had a few encounters where she was touched and messed with in a way that really brought a lot of hurt and damage to her life. "The very people who are to love me are the ones that have abused me," and it kind of grew up doubting and questioning God. Is God good? And why, if God is good, is this the life that he has designed for me to have? I don't know if you ever asked those questions, but why is life so hard? And why does Jesus not come and step in? Why did I have to lose my brother or my sister? Why did I have to lose a parent at a young age? Why did I have to lose a child when they were so young? Or I lost a marriage, or I lost a business. Who knows what the loss that's sitting in the room right now, but we feel like hope deferred always just kind of gets put off. Perhaps you've been single for a while, and you're like, "God, I'm trying to focus in on you, and I'm really hoping that you've got a great plan for me, but man, would you bring him or her along?" And we're just sitting, and we're waiting, and we're longing, and yet it seems like Jesus never comes. There's always the looking forward to, but never actually getting. And here we see in Genesis chapter 3, from the jump, he's coming. And for 4,000 years, they talked about the one who was coming, and he's always late, it seems like. There's a few things that I have to wait for in life. Usually it's my wife getting ready. Usually it's my children obeying. It's things like that, right? But I'll tell you, how cool is it whenever she is finally ready and she comes walking down those stairs? Holy cats. It is worth it at that moment. Whenever my kids, when their hearts grow and mature and they start to get it and understand, and now their hearts are like responding in the ways, it's like, ooh, this is good. This is right. And when Jesus finally showed up on the scene, there was a joy to the world. The Lord has come. There was an explosion, I can't help but believe, that even the heavens and the stars were shifting and shaping. The stars were moving in the sky. The wise men see them. They follow this star. Even heaven was starting to vibrate as the God-man put himself into skin. And he showed up on the planet. And the heavens, they speak forth the beauty and the glory of the Lord. And the stars declare who this God-man is. And they're shining. They come and they get right over the top of the manger. And here is this Jesus who has finally come. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "And when the time had come, when the set time had fully come, then God sent his son, who was born of a woman." There was a specific time. I can't help but believe that there was this moment, that there was this date, there were these events that were just building in your life. And you're like, "God, when will you come? When has it been long enough? When will the time finally be over and that you'll show up in my life?" C.S. Lewis, he writes in the Chronicles of Narnia, "Mr. Tumnus and Lucy are together. And Lucy asks him about Narnia. She goes, 'Is it always winter in Narnia?' And he says, 'It's winter always in Narnia. It is winter forever and always.' He says, 'It's always winter, but it's never Christmas.'" Perhaps life has felt like that. It is always winter, but never Christmas. I'm waiting, God. I'm waiting for the breakthrough. I'm waiting for you to do something. I need you to show up in my life. Can I just say that he is not a liar? He is not one that will put us off forever. When the time has fully come, God enters the scene and he steps in at the right moment, at the right now, at the right time, and he begins to flex his muscles. He begins to show up big time in our life. And I just want to say, perhaps in the meanwhile, you're going through life, perhaps he is making Christmas preparations that you don't even know about. Perhaps he's already getting some presents and he's wrapping them up. Perhaps he's getting the tree set. Perhaps he's moving some situations in life. Who knows? But perhaps there's a meanwhile in your life that's going on that he's setting the stage to have a Christmas celebration with you. The purpose of the story of God is this. He wasn't content to leave man alone. His name is Emmanuel. His name means with. He's the God who is with us. He wants to be with you. He wants to be with your family. This morning, he wants to walk into that marriage. He wants to walk into the situation with your kids right now. Like for real, like he wants, this is the time. And we're just gonna ask a big God to give us the greatest Christmas present ever, that he would step into the room. Just feel the presence of the Lord. He wants to step into that living room. He wants to step into that bedroom. He wants to step into your kid's room right now. He wants to show up and he wants to walk in to that business and that department that you're in. He wants to step into that job that you're working through that's incredibly hard and difficult. He wants to step into that parent-child relationship that's just got that weird rub that's happening. Man, it's so difficult. To have it always be winter and never Christmas, is just a saddening and a sickening feeling. To some of you, I just want to encourage your heart. Christmas is coming. Christmas preparations have been made for thousands of years. Perhaps you've even thought, has God forgotten? Has He just forgotten that it's winter? Has He forgotten about my life? Has He forgotten about this situation? Has He forgotten about my marriage? Has He forgotten about my kids? Like, what? Is there amnesia in heaven? Because I would really like to see a faithful God step into the room right now. And church family, I just want to encourage you that there's some dates in your life that are so significant and so important. He's a good father. And He actually circled that date on the calendar. He saw your life. And it was important enough for Him to circle that date and say, this is the moment when the time has fully come. I will send Jesus into the room. I will send Him into your life. I will send Him in, and He begins to change all things in a moment. And then He wants to take us on this pretty cool journey. You know, even whenever He showed up to Mary and He says, Mary, behold, the Son of God is coming through you, and you're going to name Him Jesus. He will save from their sins. There was a lot of pain through the journey to get Jesus into the room. And for 9 months, she had to walk through this journey, and she had to travel afar, and she had to ride on a donkey, and she had to go through a lot of pain and persecution and suspicion and people talking about her and gossiping about her, and she's a single mom, and it was just hard. It was hard to get Jesus in the room. But man, was she committed to walking this thing out. And I'm going to continue to parent this way, and I'm going to continue to love this way. I'm going to continue to reach out to my grandkids. I'm going to continue to show up in this job. I'm going to continue to do what God has asked me to do because I want to see Jesus work through my life. No matter how hard it is, I want to see Jesus. And there's some things that He'll do supernaturally, and there's also a lot of things that He does through our obedience. And so I don't know, perhaps this morning we could just put a big old yes in our heart, just like Mary did. And she said, be it unto me according to your word. If this is what you've got for me, let's go. I'm down for it. And if Jesus walks into the room as the greatest gift ever, perhaps you could just say, my gift back to you, Jesus, as I say yes. I just put a big old yes underneath the Christmas tree. I just say, yes, here's my life, take it. Be it unto me according to your word, according to your plan. And I don't know, maybe this time has fully come. Maybe in your own heart, the time has fully come that you're saying, Jesus, I want to open up my heart to you. Now's the time. Perhaps the greatest Christmas ever could be getting the gift of grace, the gift of salvation to come into your life to where you say yes to Jesus, and you have an encounter with Him, and He begins to rework and reshape and reshift some things. He's not content just to stay disconnected and distant. He wants to walk into your life. He wants to walk into your heart, and He wants to have an encounter with you. In just a moment, as we get ready to close, we're going to pray. We're just going to say, Jesus, my answer is yes. Let's put a ring on it. My answer is yes. I want to respond back to you. I want you in my family. I want you in my home, and I want you walking through my life. The rest of the story goes like this about this young lady. She came to Madison Grant Campus Life one night, and she said this. She said, I was lost, and I had given up all hope in God. A student in my grade asked me to go to Campus Life. I kind of laughed and said, God has allowed me to be hurt not only once, but twice, very seriously. Why would He do anything for me at a stupid gathering? Oh boy, was I wrong. We split into small groups and I opened up and the Lord spoke through me. I was ugly crying. I was weak, guilty of my sins, Yet none of that mattered. I was surrounded by safe, loving, non-judgmental, godly girls. They held me and they cried with me. And we all prayed over each other. And one girl put her head on mine and we cried and we prayed, which opened my eyes to the Lord. I knew I was safe, and my pain could be used for good, to help others. God told one of my peers to invite me. My life changed that night. I am new, I am clean, and I'm released of all of my sins because I'm God's daughter, and I never have to look back. God is so, so, so good. And I'll never have to be hurt again. I just want to tell you that this is the date that he circled. This is the moment that the time has fully come. And now is the time to have an encounter with Jesus. Now is the moment where he walks into the room and he walks into our hearts and he walks into our lives. This today really can be the greatest Christmas that we've ever experienced. Church family, I want to pray with us. And as we pray, I just want you to put a yes into your heart. And by you putting a yes into your heart, you're saying, today is the day of salvation, Jesus. Today is the day that I respond to you. Today is the day that you wash the hurt. You wash the pain. You rinse and you clean. You lift my head. Come on, baby, lift your head. He's coming into your heart. He's going to restore your life. And so, Jesus, we just thank you this morning that when the time had fully come, you stepped out of heaven and you rocked our world. We thank you, Jesus, that you paid the ultimate price by going to the cross. We thank you, Jesus, that you have not left us behind. We thank you, Jesus, that we do not have to endure another winter alone. Jesus, I just pray right now that you would come into every home, into every heart, into every family right now. And Jesus, we just say yes to you. Church family, would you just say yes? Yes, God. Yes, God. My response is yes, God. And Jesus, we receive the gift, the ultimate gift of salvation. We honor you. We worship you and we celebrate you this morning. And we just say Merry Christmas. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Church family, we love you guys. Merry Christmas.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.